Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I'm Christopher DeLuca, DELUCA. Christopher DeLuca is a 36-year-old male who reports he injured his right knee at work on 10/7/21. Pretty fell off of a brush truck that was in motion. Pretty landed on his right foot and felt a snap in his knee. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He later was diagnosed with a torn meniscus that was repaired surgically in December 2021. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph per the records supplied. He fell off the back of a brush truck on 10/7/21 and injured his right knee of a trash truck and injured his right knee. Period. Medical records show he was seen by Dr. Gupta, GEPTA, on 10/19/21. Period. He had gone to the local emergency room where x-rays were negative. Period. His knee had improved considerably since. Period. He did not have any prior injuries or surgeries to the right knee. Period. X-rays in the office demonstrated no fractures and joint spaces were preserved. Period. He diagnosed right knee pain, comma, obesity, comma, elevated BMI, comma, and sprain of the right knee with possible meniscal tear. Brady placed Mr. DeLuca in a hinged knee brace. Period. New paragraph on 10/20/21. He was seen at Inspira Urgent Care. Period. He offered complaints involving his knee and was prescribed ibuprofen and was referred to orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph to that. And he saw Dr. Lipschultz on 10/28/21. Period. He was on the back of a brush truck on 10/7/21. Period. It was raining and the truck was going around a turn. Period. He then slipped and landed on the ground on his feet with most of his weight on the right leg. Period. History was remarkable for surgery due to achalasia, A-C-H-A-L-A-S-I-A. Period. He diagnosed right knee probable contusion with lateral meniscal tearing. Period. A corticosteroid was injected. Period. He's referred for therapy and an MRI. Period. MRI of the knee was done on 11/8/21 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. They reviewed the MRI results together on 11/15/21 and elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. This was done on 12/8/21 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up post-operatively through 5/6/22. Period. He had full flexion and extension of the knee with a non-antalgic gait. Period. He was able to perform a squat. Period. He had negative Lockman and McMurray's maneuvers. Period. He was placed at maximum medical improvement and cleared to continue to work regular duty. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of both knees was full with crepitus and tenderness on the right. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Minor muscle testing was 5/-5 for resisted right hamstring and quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5/5. He was tender to palpation about the right knee lateral joint line, but there was none on the left. Under knee maneuvers, he had a positive Apley's compression and ligament distraction maneuvers on the right, which were negative on the left. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a mildly antalgic gait on the right, but no handle-assisted device. Period. He was able to walk on his heels and toes with tenderness elicited on the right knee. Pretty changed position slowly and was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Period. Impressions. On 10-7-21, Christopher DeLuca slipped off a brush truck that was in motion and landed on his feet, but injured his right knee. But he evidently was seen at an emergency room and then followed up at urgent care. Period. He quickly was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. Dr. Lipschultz had him undergo a knee MRI to be inserted here. On 12-8-21, surgery was done to be inserted here. He followed up postoperatively through 5-6-22, when his knee exam was normal and he was cleared for full duty. Period. New paragraph. The current exam also found his right knee exam to be unimpressive. Period. There was full range of motion. Period. He had crepitus at both knees. Period. He ambulated with a mildly antalgic gait on the right. Period. He had tenderness elicited with Apley's compression and ligamentous detraction maneuvers on the right, which were negative on the left. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. And that is the end.